This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
For the next 3 nights, the Butterfly Club presents Philip Lee Curtis with his new show, The Monster. And we're very pleased to welcome him live into the studios, the star himself, Philip Lee Curtis.
Hello, the star. I like that.
Well, ooh. I mean,
it's true. Yeah. It's just facts.
But I was telling everyone before, I think you might be related to Jamie Lee Curtis, because I'm telling you, you know, look at that. You've got legs for bloody days. Look, are you related?
If it sells tickets, yes, I am. That is actually where the name comes from, and it's not my real name. And everyone gets, like, not many people put that together. So well done. I'm impressed.
Oh, well, poor Mikey over here.
Yeah, Mr. 20-year-old.
I just looked up who Jamie Lee Curtis was, and I do know who Jamie Lee Curtis is.
Is.
Sorry.
Lordy.
I'm well versed now. Firstly, congratulations on this show. It sounds phenomenal.
Obviously.
It's a little bit different to your usual cabaret show. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so every other show I've done previously has been cabaret, so I'm a graphic designer, lots of audiovisual stuff and audience participation and stuff. And there's a little bit of that still in there, but basically I'm wanting to put together an album or an EP, all original songs and get that out there. But I didn't know how to get feedback, and I thought, what better way than to invite an audience along to judge me and get to pick what songs I'm actually going to record. Yeah,
that's nerve-wracking.
So everyone gets like a little goodie bag sort of thing with a couple little surprises in it, and included in that is a set list, and they get to judge each song. And then there's a few little surprises, you know, maybe a little Kylie thrown in for good measure, you know.
Yep. He has arrived with a Kylie t-shirt on, and I'm telling you, you've actually went from like a 9 to 11.
Right.
Let me tell you, he
just won your
hot.
Both over, yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, you must be bloody terrified. Do you have your psychiatrist on speed dial? I mean,
you know what? It's so funny. I get stage fright quite badly, and every show I've done, I'm a nervous wreck behind the scenes. And this time, for some reason, I'm totally fine. I'm worried that I'm going to get on stage and lose my shit then. Sorry, can I say that?
Yeah, big time, you're fine.
But no, I'm actually more excited, I think, because it's such a it's a fun concept. It's pretty low risk. I don't have to learn some crazy script with all these themes. And my last show had 160 lighting cues. This has like 20.
Right.
So it's far more relaxed and fun for not only the audience, but for me as well. So far, I'm not going to read the feedback until after the season is done.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get to night two having read night one's reviews going, oh God, why I should never do this ever again.
That makes sense, because if everyone goes and bags one song,
exactly,
you're going to go out there and probably
just
not
cry.
Give it yourself. You know, and you've got to go out there and sell it.
Exactly. And every audience will be different, because let's face it, you know, we all, like, music's subjective. So there might be one night that doesn't dig a particular song, but then the next night it's a whole different audience who love it.
Look, this definitely is a show for anyone who thinks themselves as a little music producer or loves having an opinion on everything, which sounds exactly
judging.
Like me. But let me tell you, how honest do you want me to be with my feedback? Can I pick on your clothing, tell them your hair looks like shit, or would you like me to basically just stick to the music?
Preferably no visual attacks.
Oh, okay.
Save that for my family and friends. I have said there's like a little spiel that is pre-recorded for the audience to sort of take them through what we're doing. And I do say, try to refrain from general assholery. Stick to the music. Like, it's more about the vibe. Like, it's, you know, things are still in demo stage, so I'll be going from this into the recording studio, and that's when all of those little nitty-gritty things will be ironed out.
And Melbourne's a great place. I mean, we all think we're like music, you know.
And that's the thing. I could find out that I am the worst. Like, I don't know yet. I must have some kind of confidence behind the songs, because I'm doing a show and coming on the radio to talk about it. But there is that little thing in the back of my mind going, maybe I'm the only one who thinks this is any good.
You've recently just won an award for something a little bit different. But, like, tell us about the award, and how do you feel? Is there more pressure now, having been an award winner?
Not really. I actually feel slightly more validated. I'd done a few shows here in Melbourne, but the show
in midsummer, 2018, last year.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'd done, being a designer, I've done so many people's posters and things. So I was like, I'm going to get out there and do festivals myself. And so I took the Ego Jacket to Midsummer and then Adelaide Fringe. And I felt really good about that show. Like, it was my third show, so I was sort of getting into the groove of it and finding my little
niche. Got your rhythm, where you're at.
And by the time I got to Adelaide, I got to play with it a little bit more as well.
But we've all played with it in Adelaide, let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started. But what was really lovely about Adelaide was it was my first really big festival. Like, it's the second biggest fringe in the world. So I was like, okay, if I can survive this, I can do anything.
And then to go and win the weekly for the best up and coming.
The night that happened as well was just a horrible night on stage. Like, we've all had, any performer, you have a bad night. And it wasn't that I was a terrible performer. I wasn't in that headspace. So I was miserable. And I said to my auntie who was helping me out backstage, I said, if I don't win this bloody award, like, I'm just throwing a tantrum and eating chocolate at home. It's fine.
Well, your previous show was called Ego Jacket.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you know that, you know, Michael Hutchins says that Kylie Minogue tagged that.
That's it.
And it was all about, you know, being so insecure to go on and do your art, she would put on her Ego Jacket so she could walk out on stage.
Yeah, and I actually got to show Kylie the flyer at Swingin' Safari.
Oh,
I was like, look at my show.
Were you there? Did you see me get escorted off the red carpet by security?
No.
Yeah, I was. You know, she told me that was it, you get out.
Oh my God, what did you do?
Well, I kept trying to chase her from one end to the other. And then I jumped from the media side. I jumped in with a bunch of people that were there from the Kylie crew.
Yeah.
And I just joined every different group that I thought was going to an adventure. Hello. But I ended up sneaking into the after party.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, except our friend there, which is you were texting this morning, Ben, who I said to him, come, I've got us into the after party. Well, of course, Ben goes and tells everybody in the place. Goodness. Next minute, 100, all these people come, they all got kicked out.
I didn't get told.
Well,
come
Ben
on,
told
Ben.
Everybody, and I said to him, I tell you, sweetheart, if I get kicked out because you opened your big mouth, we're in so much trouble. Security come up to me and said, all right, you've already been warned once. Kylie knows you're here, just sit back and you're about to say hello to her.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, your show The Monster starts tonight and runs until Saturday at the Butterfly Club, 5 Carson Place, Melbourne, off Little Collins Street for reference for you Melburnians out there. And there are still a few limited tickets available.
Yeah.
You're selling out, baby.
Oh, that's it, you know.
So where can they get tickets to this show? Because it starts tonight.
It does start tonight at 7 o'clock.
So you're going to have to go home and have a nap. We're going to have early.
Like an 8-hour nap. I've already forgotten the question. What time is it?
TheButterflyClub.com is where you can get your tickies.
That's it.
We're just plugging at this stage. It's all right, you're done. All your hard work's done. Just enjoy yourself tonight.
I'm so excited.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.